Hello and welcome to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark for game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Visalia Rawhide. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball between the Highway 99 foes. It's the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Arizona Diamondbacks. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Visalia Rawhide. Your Grizzlies come in with a record of 75-49. They have a 39-19 record in the second half. The Grizzlies, the best record in minor league baseball in the second half, but they only hold a 2-game lead over the Modesto Nuts with 8 games remaining on the 2023 California League schedule. The Grizzlies will face the Modesto Nuts next week at Chukchansey Park for a 6-game series. Modesto has won 11 in a row, so Fresno, they have to keep winning. They've done so, taking 3 of the first 4 from Visalia. The Rawhide come in with a record of 48-76 overall. They are 25-33 in the second half. The Grizzlies looking for the series win tonight, though, after a big win last night. 8-0, their 6th shutout win of the year. Caleb Franzen tying his season high with 6 innings of work. He allowed 4 hits and 2 walks while fanning 5. Franzen has allowed just 1 run over his last 12 frames spanning 2 starts. This season, Franzen has 9 quality outings over 20 starts, most on the Grizzlies. Austin Becker, who celebrates his 24th birthday today, Davis Palermo and Sergio Sanchez, they wrapped up the final 3 innings of the contest. On the offense, 8 hits, 9 walks, including 4 in the first inning. Fresno's offense scored 3 runs early thanks to a Jake Snyder 2-run homer, a bases-loaded walk to Daniel Amaral. They knocked out the starter in the first inning. The Grizzlies' offense never looked back. Aiden Longwell, Brian Betancourt both had 3 hits, and the Grizzlies, they have continued to find success here at Valley Strong Ballpark. But that brings us to tonight, where the Grizzlies give the ball to 20-year-old left-hander Albert Pacheco, a 7-2 record, a 4.39 ERA for the Southpaw. He will be battled by right-hander Landon Sims, the number 18 prospect in the Diamondbacks system. Sims, an 0-2 record, a 7.45 ERA for the Mississippi State product. So a great pitching matchup with Pacheco and Sims this evening. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with one of the Grizzlies' newcomers, right-hander Kay Denton. Kay Denton has a great story from Texas, went to a couple different high schools. We include Rowlett. He also went to Dallas Christian School before he made his way to Oral Roberts. And the Denton story started there. We dominated for Oral Roberts, which included this season at the College World Series, where Oral Roberts was a 4 seed, making it all the way to the College World Series. A couple upsets in the regional and the super regionals, and Denton a big part of that. And now joining the Rockies, where he had a great first appearance with the Grizzlies. 2 scoreless innings for Denton, and he is our pregame guest. When we come back right after that break, we'll have that interview with Kay Denton. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Interview with Grizzlies writing pitcher Kay Denton in 3, 2, 1. Bringing Grizzlies newcomer Kay Denton, thanks for taking time for this interview.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
First question I have for you, talk about a little bit about your upbringing, but where your love for baseball also started.
Yeah, so, I mean, like a lot of the guys here, I started playing baseball at a young age, started playing t-ball growing up back in Texas, and it just kept on going from there. I played for the same travel ball organization from 11U all the way through 18U, so I had a pretty good upbringing, good people around me, good set of coaches, and I can't thank them enough for put me in the position I am today, but got to go to Oral Roberts University for 3 years. Great program there. I mean, I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world, and I just appreciate those coaches and staff members as well as that school, just for the things that they did for me and giving me the opportunity to go out and play professional baseball.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to talk a little bit about that summer ball team as well. You guys got to go to Atlanta, Georgia. You guys were one of the top teams, not only in the state, but also in the country as well, too. How fun was it to play with those guys?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a really fun year. A bunch of those guys are still out playing baseball right now, and it's cool to keep up with them and see how they're doing. And traveling all over the country was kind of normal for me growing up. It felt like something that we did every summer. It felt like a rite of passage for baseball players at the time. So getting to visit Georgia, Alabama, Florida, go to South Texas, go to Oklahoma, and play in all these different states, I think it definitely prepared me for the college life in a sense. Traveling in the Summit League for Oral Roberts definitely isn't easy. So those long days of travel and playing far away from home definitely became normal for me, so I enjoyed it.
Absolutely, and I also read that you went to two different high schools, if that's correct as well, too, but you also were very good academically, top 10 in your class. So talk a little bit about your high school time, Rowlett and then Dallas Christian School.
Yeah, so ironically, my high school coach at Dallas Christian was Chu Freeman, a former Rocky alumni. So growing up, getting to see him and getting to have him as a coach was something that was really cool to hear his experiences playing professional baseball. And then after midway through my junior year, I ended up moving to Rowlett High School. And, from then, I think my ability just kind of shot up from there. I think I kind of hit a little bit of a growth spurt, gained a few pounds. And then going into college, you know, I wasn't really highly recruited out of high school. So, Oral Roberts is one of like three opportunities I had to go play. So,
Well, yeah, but talk about taking advantage of the opportunity. You were one of the best collegiate pitchers, not only in 2023, but throughout your 3 years at Oral Roberts. Talk about your time at Oral Roberts.
Yeah, so, I mean, I came in as a freshman throwing 85, 86, 87 miles an hour. And through my freshman year, I started hitting the weight room for the first time, and things just kind of ticked up from there. After my sophomore year, I had 44 innings or something like that, and I had an amazing year. Great defense behind me helped me a lot. And then going into this year, I knew I wasn't going to be able to replicate the success of my sophomore year, but I knew I had to go out there and do my job the same as I did the year before. And as you can see, with me, my defense, other pitchers, and our lineup, we got to go to the College World Series, and that was something that I never thought I'd get to experience, but that was a blast for sure.
Yeah, you and I just talked about it, that my college in Northern Colorado and Oral Roberts were in the same conference as well, too. You guys dominated throughout the whole year, and then you were a 4 seed. Talk about getting screwed over a little bit, but you guys proved it, getting to the College World Series as a 4 seed. How cool is it now that you're among one of the top teams ever to be a 4 seed to now get to the College World Series?
Yeah, absolutely. And for the people that don't know, Fresno was the last college to get into the World Series as a 4 seed, so it's kind of ironic where I ended up now. But I think as a group, we didn't take it to heart. You know, we kind of knew that was something that was probably going to happen with the way that the RPI system works. But going into it, we knew we weren't a 4 seed. We knew that we had a good draw in the regional. It was a pretty tough regional, but we've had success against some of the teams in it before. And we knew going in that we were just going to play our brand of baseball, and that's what ended up happening, and we got to go 3-0 in it.
And you also won an MVP for being the top player in the Stillwater Regional, and you got a win against Oregon as well, too. Talk about how you felt during your whole College World Series experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you said, going through the regional, I pitched in all 3 games, got 3 saves, so I was given the opportunity to go out and pitch in some tough situations, and my coaching staff really had a lot of trust in me. And similar situation in the Super Regional. I got put in some tough situations, ended up giving up a walk-off in the first game, then getting a win in the second. So, like I said, I just think my coaching staff put a lot of trust in me, and I appreciated that, and that replicated in my success in the field.
Division I saves all over the place, and then you were getting looked at by all these teams, and the Rockies gave you an opportunity in the 6th round. Talk about your draft experience.
Yeah, the draft experience, I mean, I'm glad it's something that I never have to do again. It's very stressful for sure, but going into it, I knew there was a chance that I could go anywhere from the 3rd round all the way to the end of the draft. You know, there's no telling where you go in the draft. You just kind of get the idea, and you talk to all these clubs, and they say all these different things. But come day two, we ended up working out a deal with the Rockies, ended up signing in the 6th round, and I couldn't be happier for where I ended up now. The people that I've met so far have been been amazing, and it's been a blast playing for this organization so far.
Yeah, and you actually had great success for your first couple of games with the ASO Rockies, but now joining Fresno for a playoff push. How excited are you to join the Grizzlies, this beautiful ballpark, and this great organization as well?
Absolutely. I was super excited whenever I got the call up to help with the playoff push, and I still haven't played here at Fresno yet, so it doesn't even feel like home, but going out and playing in Visalia, I definitely got a good first appearance. Me and Sean Sullivan both had pretty good appearances in our first games for the Grizzlies. But we're excited to come back here and play on Tuesday, and we're ready to show the home crowd some good baseball.
Absolutely, not wrong about it. But what can Rockies fans expect from the future of Kay Denton?
I mean, you can expect a strike thrower. That's what I've been for my entire career, and that's something that I expect to continue with. And I don't think you're ever going to see a situation where I go out and struggle commanding the strike zone, but other than that, just the same level-headed guy every time I go out on the mound. You won't see a different Cade any time, no matter where you see me play.
Well, we're so happy that you're part of the team. Let's go get a W.
Absolutely.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark for Game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Visalia Rawhide. A big thank you to right-hander Kay Denton for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to one of the newcomers of your Grizzlies and a guy who will be a very big part of the Grizzlies' push towards the postseason as we continue this series Saturday Night Baseball here in the Highway 99 battle. It's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, who are 75-49 overall, 39-19 in the second half under manager Steve Solis, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Here is the Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 15, Cole Carrick. Batting second, the catcher, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting third at first base, number 35, Aiden Longwell. Batting fourth at third base, number 33, Kyle Karros. Batting fifth will be the second baseman, number 4, Dion Jorge. Batting sixth at DH, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting eighth is the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And on the bump this evening for your Grizzlies is the left-hander, number 17, Albert Pacheco, a 7-2 record, a 4.39 ERA. So once again, for your Grizzlies, it'll be Carrig, Betancourt, Longwell, Karros, Jorge, Messenger, Snyder, Bugarin, Andrews Jr., and Pacheco on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for the Visalia Rawhide as they get ready to take the field. They are 48-76 overall, 25-33 in the second half. The Rawhide, they are managed by D. Garner, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. His lineup for D. Garner looks like this. Center field number 1, Drew Jones will lead things off. Batting second, the second baseman number 8, Christopher Torin. Batting third is the DH number 12, Christian Robinson. Batting fourth is the catcher, number 4, David Martin. Batting fifth, the shortstop, number 7, Jose Fernandez. Batting sixth will be the third baseman, number 32, Kevin Sim. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number 25, Jackson Feltner. Batting eighth is the right fielder, number 14, Alvin Guzman. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 35, Anderson Rojas. And on the bump for the Visalia Rawhide is number 21, Landon Sims. An 0-2 record, a 7.45 ERA. So once again, for manager D. Garner, the Rawhide will have Jones, Torin, Robinson, Martin, Fernandez, Sim, Feltner, Guzman, Rojas, and Sims on the bump. All right, the Rawhide have taken the field, which means it's time for the national anthem. We'll be back right after this.
And Sims. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to honor America. And for those who can rise and stand, time now for the singing for national anthem, the United States of America, flag of the USA, above the right field fence. And to sing the Star Spangled Banner tonight, Frank Austin.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
an efficient national anthem tonight to get us started for Saturday Night Baseball here at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 5 of 6 between the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, your Fresno Grizzlies, and the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Visalia Rawhide. Your Grizzlies, 39-19 in the second half. They have the best record in minor league baseball in the second half. But the Grizzlies, they need another win tonight. The Modesto Nuts, two games back of them, with eight games left in the 2023 regular season schedule. The Grizzlies, they are trying to win the series this evening. They've taken three of the first four games of this series after dropping the opener. Fresno's pitching staff has bared down, and last night a shutout win 8-0. And the Grizzlies offense, they scored early last night, and they're looking to do the same tonight as Cole Carrig will lead things off against Landon Sims. Our home plate umpire is Tim Barreras. Over on the bases, Jared Dwersen. 84 degrees outside. It's a perfect evening. Clear skies. 6 mile per hour winds from right to left. And when I say it's perfect, it is absolutely amazing right now for Saturday evening baseball here in Visalia. So Cole Carrig will lead things off as we get set. The Grizzlies and the Rawhide. Game 5 of 6, Saturday Night Baseball. The switch hitting Cole Carrig will come to the plate against the right-hander and Landon Sims. And here we go. From the full windup, Landon Sims, here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it's outside, and we are underway at 6:33 p.m. So here comes the 1-0 now to Cole Carrig, who walked to lead off the game as he swings and misses. The count at 1-1. He walked to lead off the game but was caught stealing third last night. Cole Carrig batting .344 with two homers, 11 RBI. Here comes the 1-1, and that is a called strike. The count at 1-2 from home plate umpire Tim Barreras. Jared Dwersen over on the bases. Carrig a grand slam just the other evening in extra innings, the first and only one for the Grizzlies this year. Here comes the 1-2 to Carrig, and Carrig lines one out to left field. That ball will go foul. Carrig was looking for extra bases right there. Carrig's home run came Thursday night, 8-4 Fresno, 1-10 innings, a 6-run 10th inning. Carrig the grand slam, and that was really the difference maker in that contest. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Carrig from Sims. And it is just inside. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nice crowd on hand so far, as you can hear a little bit of chirping from the Rawhide crowd. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cole Carrig against Landon Sims. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it is called strike 3, and he is out. So Sims starts his evening with a strikeout of Carrig, one away, as here comes the catcher in Bryant Betancourt. Bryant Betancourt has been outstanding for Fresno over the past couple of weeks. Betancourt last night had a career-high 3 hits, reached base 4 times, a .254 batting average. Here comes the pitch from Sims, and Betancourt takes a strike to count at 0-1. 4 homers, 56 RBI for Betancourt. Betancourt has 3 of those 4 homers in the past week and a half. Here comes the 0-1 to Betancourt. Inside, the count at 1-1. Bryant Betancourt will do the catching this evening for Fresno, who wear their red unis this evening. Grizzlies run across the front. Black cap with the red bill, the California Bear flag on top of that black cap, as that is outside. The count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. The Grizzlies, when wearing their red uniforms, are 27-15 on the year. As here comes the 2-1 from Landon Sims. He will wind and deal. And Betancourt, line drive, foul. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Rawhide, they're wearing camouflage jerseys this evening. They have Rawhide written across the front. Black numbers with the white outline. They have the black and white caps. As here comes the 2-2. And that is fouled off once again. They have the black brim / bill. On the back of the cap is black. And on the front of the hat is white. They have the Rawhide cow logo on the front. As here comes the 2-2 to Bryant Betancourt from Landon Sims. Sims very deliberate. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. The count now full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bryant Betancourt getting out of the way. Betancourt kind of shushes out of the way. As the count now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Sims. And it is called strike 3, and Betancourt is out on strikes. Back-to-back, caught looking. 2 outs now, as here comes the first baseman, Aiden Longwell. Longwell, last night, had 3 hits as well. That is a career high for Longwell. Longwell just joining Fresno this week. Couple games in the ACL as well. 2023 draft pick out of Kent State. As that's a called strike, the count at 0-1 on the inside part of the plate. Aiden Longwell will be our pregame guest tomorrow. Didn't get a chance to really talk to him about the 3 hits he had yesterday, though, as that's outside the count at 1-1. But Aiden Longwell and I talked about a couple different things. Great young man, a very good athlete, was a 2-sport athlete back in Ohio. Here comes the 1-1 to Longwell. And that is inside, the count at 2-1. Still trying to get his feet wet, he said, though, trying to learn everything about the Grizzlies, and glad he's playing meaningful baseball. As here comes the 2-1 to Longwell. Here's the pitch, and that is line foul. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes, 89 miles per hour there from Sims. Sims, an 0-2 record, a 7.45 ERA. Looking for his first win with Visalia this year. Here comes the 2-2 from the righty in Sims. And that is a line drive out to left field, a base hit. Longwell, a 2-out single, 4 hits over his past 2 games. Continues to hit the ball well, especially with 2 outs. Last night, 1 of the 3 hits for Longwell, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and he lined one up the middle for a 2 RBI single. It extended the Grizzlies' lead to 5-0 at that point. Longwell, great job staying back, driving the ball out to left field. As here comes the pitch now to Kyle Karros. Here it is. And Karros takes a pitch outside. The count at 1-0. Dion Jorge, Skyler Messenger to follow. Snyder, Bugarin, Andrews Jr. after that. 1 ball, no strikes. Runner at first with 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. Here comes the pitch to Karros. And Karros flies one out to center field, but playable for Jones. Jones ranging back just a tad bit, and he will make the play to end the inning. And the Grizzlies go down harmlessly in the first. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives.
Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide. Albert Pacheco will take on Drew Jones to lead things off. The left-hander in Pacheco will wind and deal. Here comes the pitch, and Jones fouls it off. The count at no balls and one strike. Drew Jones, the number two prospect in the Diamondback system. Two homers, seven RBI on the year. Here's the pitch. That is low. Count at one ball and one strike. Here comes the 1-1, and that is line foul. The count now at one ball and two strikes. Albert Pacheco gets the ball, a 7-2 record, a 4.39 ERA for the Southpaw, making his 13th start of the season for the Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-2, and that is lined out to right field. Long run for Andrews Jr., and he will watch it go foul. And Jones looking for extra bases. Jones had a single last night to open the game, but the right fielder Daniel Amaral made a great play to bring the ball in quickly, and Jones had to stop at first, and that was a big momentum swing at that point, because if Jones would have somehow stretched it to a double and was safe, maybe the Rawhide score early in last night's game. As the 1-2 is low, the count at two balls and two strikes. And again, going out to right field, Drew Jones. Here comes the 2-2, and that is outside. Now three balls and two strikes, as Pacheco, a little bit upset with himself after that delivery. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Jones, and that is outside, ball four, and Pacheco loses Jones as a leadoff walk. First walk issued by Fresno Pitching, as here comes second baseman Christopher Torin. Torin, the number nine prospect in the Diamondback system, as Pacheco now looking for a double play from his squad. Here on September 2nd, game 5 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide. As a check on Jones, he's back safely. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansey Gold, going on now through September 4th. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and that is a strike. The count at 0-1. Drive away with adventure, 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash, plus a truck to Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. Another check on the runner in Jones. He's back safely here in the bottom of the first inning. We thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As Albert Pacheco, here comes his 0-1 to Torin. And that is a called strike. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate from Pacheco at 92 miles per hour. Pacheco darting that pitch on the inside part of the plate. Good fastball, a couple breaking balls, including a slider and a changeup for Pacheco. Here's the pitch, and that is in the dirt. Count now at one ball and two strikes here in the bottom of the first inning. Runner at first with no outs here for the Rawhide. And the Grizzlies trying to get out of the inning without any run scoring. As here comes the 1-2, and there goes the runner. Ground ball to second. And Jorge trying to apply the tag. He can't. Now the throw to first is offline. He is safe. And it looked like that Jorge did make the play at second. What a job by Deion Jorge, who's been outstanding in the field. That ball was up the middle, and with the runner going, Jorge's, the momentum was right towards the ball. He had to sit down and then tried making the play. I don't know if he tagged the base or if he tagged the runner in the situation. Either way, he got the lead runner in Jones. But unfortunately, could not make the play over to first to get Torin. So it's a fielder's choice. So Jones is out at second, so it goes four unassisted. As there goes the run, the throw from Bettencourt to second is low. The tag applied from Jorge, and he's out! Brian Bettencourt catches Christopher Torin for the second out. Just like that, two away. It goes 2-4 on the caught stealing, and again, Deion Jorge plays the perfect tag. So two outs now, as that is swung on and missed. To Robinson. Robinson's had a great series, the number 11 prospect in the Diamondbacks system. Down in no balls and two strikes as Torin caught stealing. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside. Count at one ball and two strikes. So Pacheco, after allowing a walk and then a fielder's choice, has two outs and no one on. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside. Count now at two balls and two strikes. Two balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. That is called strike three, and Pacheco has a clean bottom of the first. We head to the second with no score. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Top of the second inning, no score between Fresno and Visalia here at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. Glad you could join us here in the top of the second as Deion Jorge will lead things off against Landon Sims. The number 7 prospect in the Rockies system battles the number 18 prospect in the Diamondbacks system. Landon Thomas Sims, 22 years old. As here comes the first pitch to Deion Jorge. Sims will wind and deal. And that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Sims, 22 years old. He is 6'2", 227 pounds. Sims, born on January 3rd, 2001 in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Here's the pitch outside. The count at 1-1. Was a competitive balance round A pick by the Diamondbacks in 2022. Pick number 34 overall out of Mississippi State. Sims was a dominant force in the SEC. As here comes the 1-1 inside, count at 2-1. But Sims, looking for his first professional win. He has made 13 appearances, 11 starts over three teams this year. Here's the pitch, and that's a strike. The count at 2-2. But with Visalia, this is his sixth game, sixth start. An 0-2 record, a 7.45 ERA. Only 9 2/3 innings for him. Here comes the 2-2. That is fouled off by Jorge. And the reason why he's throwing so little innings is because he's coming off of Tommy John surgery. Something a lot of pitchers these days are actually having, though. Landon Sims. He missed out because of Tommy John in 2022. Here comes the 2-2 offering. And Jorge fouls it off and will do it again with the same count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sims, first time he is facing the Grizzlies this year. He has starts against Modesto, Stockton, Inland Empire, Lake Elsinore, Rancho Cucamonga. That is fouled off. So he's faced almost everyone in the league at some point, except San Jose and Landon Sims. The right-hander, as we said, was very good with Mississippi State. As here comes the 2-2 offering. And it's a high chopper to the third baseman. This is Sim, the backhand, the throw to first, and it is in time. Sim to Feltner, and Feltner on the base, and Jorge's retired. It goes 5-3 for the first out. As here comes the DH and Skyler Messenger. Messenger trying to break the little slump that he is on right now. He only has one hit over his last 9 games. Messenger's also had a couple walks and a hit by pitch as well. As here comes the pitch, and that is low. The count at 1 ball and 0 strikes. It's just, you know, tiring end of the season kind of stretch for Messenger. But 16 homers, 73 RBI. Here comes the 1-0 from Sims, and that is outside. Count at 2 balls and 0 strikes. From Landon Sims, as we said, went to Mississippi State for the SEC. Here comes the 2-0 from the right-hander, and it is a called strike. The count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. Landon Sims, in 2022, here comes the 2-1 offering. That is outside. Now 3 balls and 1 strike. Appeared and started 3 games on the mound prior to his injury. Made his first collegiate start against Long Beach State, but before then was a reliever slash closer for the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Here comes the 3-1. And that is a called strike. Now 3-2. Posted a 5-0 record, a 1.44 ERA, 13 saves and 56 and 1/3 innings. He struck out 100 batters in that frame. Here comes the 3-2. And that is swung on and missed, and Messenger down on strikes again. Second out of the inning, third strikeout for Sims. And here comes Jake Snyder with 2 outs and no one on. Last night, Messenger struck out 4 times and now again here in the top of the second inning. Here comes the pitch from Sims, and Snyder takes a strike. The count at 0-1. But as we said, Landon Sims, Mississippi State, was a closer. Went to South Forsyth High School. As here comes the pitch, and that almost hits Snyder. The count now at 1 ball and 1 strike. Son of Candy and Brandon Sims, one older sister, Maddie. His father lettered in baseball at LaGrange College, and he majored in business administration. Here comes the 1-1 to Jake Snyder, and that is fouled off. The count now at 1-2. That was a breaking ball there from Sims, and Snyder just missing it. As the right-hander looking for a 1-2-3 inning, the Grizzlies so far just a lone single. Sims, 3 punch-outs so far. Here comes the 1-2 to Jake Snyder. Again, a slow deliberate and inside, and Snyder almost gets a hit again. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jake Snyder, 2-run homer last night. He's had a great series overall for Fresno. Snyder, in the series, 3-for-11, but a home run, triple, 2 RBI, 5 runs, and 4 walks. Here comes the 2-2 to Snyder. And Snyder, high chopper up the middle. Going to be a tough play for the shortstop Fernandez, but he made it look easy. And that's a 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the second. No score. Listen, Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here in at Valley Strong Ballpark, here in Visalia, California. Bottom of the second inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide, as David Martin will lead things off against the left-hander in Albert Pacheco. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and that is lined right to the first baseman Longwell, and that is the first out. That was right at Longwell, who did not even have to move to make the play. And just like that, one pitch and one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Here comes Jose Fernandez now. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at no balls and one strike. Pacheco winds and deals. Here comes the pitch, and that is low. The count at one ball and one strike from Albert Pacheco. Here comes the 1-1, and that is a strike. Count now at 1-2. So one ball, two strikes from the left-hander Pacheco. Here comes the pitch once again. Pacheco working fast, and that is lined foul. And we'll do it again at one ball and two strikes. One in every eight men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, but men, this is a cancer you can beat, especially if it's caught early. As here's a broken bat up the middle, the shortstop carried a long range, and he throws the ball away. But Bennecourt backing up the play. That was a tough play for Carrig up the middle, and Fernandez will reach. This should be a single for Fernandez. As here comes Kevin Sim, the number 28 prospect in the Diamondback system. Carrig ranging up the middle on the broken bat, had a spin and throw, and there was no chance to get the speedy Fernandez. So it should be a single. It is. As here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. But again, one in every eight men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. But men, this is a cancer you can beat, especially if it's caught early. If you're 40 or older, ask your doctor about getting a PSA blood test. Early detection leads to the best outcomes. We need you to stay in the game. For more information, go to fansforthecure.org, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball. Here comes the 0-2 from Pacheco to Sim. And that is a ball. The count now with one ball and two strikes here in the bottom of the second inning. We thank again fansforthecure.org for that PSA. Here comes the 1-2. Long pause from Pacheco now. Here's the pitch, and that is a fair ball down the left field line. Extra bases all the way into the corner. Fernandez rounding third. He's going to score. Here's the throw into the shortstop, Carrick. He throws it to the plate, but late. It's an RBI double, 1-0, Visalia. So Kevin Sim An RBI double down the left field line past the third baseman in Caros. Fernandez comes in to score from first. Second hit and a run. And just like that, Visalia has the early lead here in the bottom of the second inning. As Albert Pacheco still trying to get out of the frame. Here comes the first pitch to Jackson Feltner as he takes a half swing. The count at 0-1. It was one of those swings you're not sure if you want to make it or not kind of swings. As the count at 0-1. Albert Pacheco against the batter in Jackson Feltner here in the bottom of the second inning. Runner at second with one out as that's a strike. The count at 0-2. From the left-hander in Albert Pacheco, a 7-2 record, a 4.39 ERA. Pacheco 6'1", 176 pounds. 20 years old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, as that ball is lifted foul. Count remains at 0-2. Signed as an international and drafted free agent in 2019, the southpaw is in his fourth professional season. A short-arm lefty who sits about 92 and has an early developing changeup and slider. Here's the 0-2 and a ground ball to the shortstop, Carrick. Carrick up with it. The throw to first in time for the out. Up to third goes Sim on the slow ground ball. So Sim to third. But Feltner is retired to go 6-3. Two outs now as here comes the right fielder in Alvin Guzman. Guzman did not play in last night's game. He was actually a late scratch from the lineup. And now in the lineup this evening against Albert Pacheco. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander. And Pacheco swing and a miss from Guzman. The count at 0-1. Albert Pacheco making his first start against the Rawhide this year. As we said, his 13th total appearance. Making his 7th start on the road. Here's the 0-1. That is a strike. Now 0-2. Pacheco, last time out, 7 innings of 2-run ball, tying a career high in innings pitched. That was against Stockton at Chichansey Park. 6 hits, no walks, 8 strikeouts. A season high in strikeouts for him. He has one tonight, looking for his second right here. Here comes the 0-2 to Guzman. And it is inside. Good stop from Betancourt. The count now at 1-2. Albert Pacheco, mainly fastball, will throw it almost 70% of the time. Pacheco against Stockton was fantastic throw. The off-speed was working great. 7 innings of work. Second time he's done that this year. The other time on June 21st against Modesto. As that's a ball as well. The count now at 2-2. 1-0 Visalia here in the bottom of the second inning. Here comes the 2-2 now. And it is inside, and it gets away from Betancourt. And no advancement by the runner at third and Sims. So the count now full 3-2. It's a short backstop here at Valley Strong Ballpark. So you will not see a lot of advancement on pitches to the backstop when a runner is at third because of how close it is. Over the years, we've seen a lot of batters thrown out, or a lot of runners thrown out at the plate because of it. 3-2. Here comes the pitch again from Pacheco. And it's lined out to left field. Long run for Snyder. He looks up, and it's gone into the trees. And Guzman makes it 3-0 Rawhide. Sim will score, and Guzman scores as well. And the Rawhide, a 3-spot here in the second. A 3-2 pitch left hanging right over the middle, and Guzman let it go out to left field. Third hit. And 3 runs now with 2 outs. Here's Anderson Rojas, a 9-hole hitter. And Guzman, his 9th homer this year. Guzman not in the lineup last night, a late scratch, and now in the lineup, and now you know why. Here's a pitch from Pacheco, and a bunt attempt by Rojas to the third baseman, Caros, who picks it up to throw to first in time. And that we'll end the inning. But Visalia scores 3 runs in the second. The Grizzlies will have to play catch-up tonight. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. As the first pitch from Bugarin is fouled off, the count at 0-1. Here comes the pitch from Landon Sims, and that is a ground ball, hard hit to the shortstop, picked up by Fernandez over to first in time, and Bugarin is retired. It goes 6-3 for the first out here in the top of the third inning. As here comes right fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. We're in the top of the third inning. 3-0 Visalia leads Fresno here at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. Top of the third inning. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr. And E.J. takes a pitch inside. The count at 1-0. Landon Sims has looked great so far, just allowing a single to Longwell. Here comes the 1-0 from Sims, and it's inside. Count now at 2 balls and 0 strikes. Andrews Jr., rough series so far, 0-3 with 3 strikeouts, a couple defensive replacements for him as well. Here comes the 2-0, and a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count now at 3 balls and 0 strikes to E.J. Andrews Jr. Here in the top of the third on September 2nd. Here comes the 3-0, and that's a strike. Count now at 3 balls and 1 strike. Top of the third inning. Here comes the 3-1 now to Andrews Jr. from Landon Sims, and that is swung on and missed. Count now at 3-2. Good breaking ball, 78 miles per hour on the inside part of the plate, and Andrews Jr. takes a big cut at it. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr., who has 11 homers this year. And that is inside, ball 4. And it's a 1-out walk to Andrews Jr. First walk issued by Sims as it brings up the shortstop in Cole Kerrig. Cole Kerrig struck out looking his first time up. But now is an idea of what Sims may throw. Sims might have to throw a little bit more than what the Rawhide want from him. They had a lot of bullpen arms pitch yesterday. 5 of them to be exact, and 3 of them threw more than an inning. As here comes the pitch to Kerrig from Landon Sims. And Kerrig swing and a miss. Count at 0-1. Good breaking ball from the right-hander in Sims. Cole Kerrig, a switch hitting multi-position player. Shortstop, center field, and catcher. He is at shortstop tonight. We've seen him in center a couple times this series. DH once and a catcher once. Here comes the 0-1. A check on Andrews Jr. He's back safely. E.J. Andrews Jr. has 11 stolen bases this year. The Grizzlies are 11-0 when he steals a base. So he has one stolen base in 11 different games in 2023. Here comes the 0-1 to Cole Kerrig. Sims comes set. Here comes the pitch. And Kerrig fouls it off right off his body. The count now at 0-2. Good pitch right there from Sims right at Kerrig. Kerrig already has a Grizzlies franchise record to his name. 3 triples in a single game. 25 years of Grizzlies baseball. And the 21-year-old breaking the record. Here comes the 0-1 to the Turlock High School product. And it's up and away. And that's a ball. To Cole Kerrig. Born in Modesto, California. Loves to hunt and fish. Loves watching sports, he says. As here comes the pitch to Kerrig from the right-hander in Sims. And it is inside and almost hits Kerrig. Andrews Jr., the runner at first. One out here in the top of the third inning. Grizzlies trail 3-0. Modesto, they just started their game a little bit earlier. They're in the fifth inning up 1-0. As here comes the pitch to Cole Kerrig from the right-hander in Sims, who steps off. And time called by the catcher in Martin, realizing the clock was coming down a little bit quicker than he wanted. And they'll try to get some new signs put together. As here comes the pitch to Kerrig. Long pause again, and Kerrig, fly ball out to right field. This is playable, though, for the right fielder in Guzman. Guzman will make the play for the second out. And Kerrig is retired, now 0-2. As here comes the catcher in Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt struck out looking his first time up. So 2 outs now here in the top of the third, and Sims looking for 3 scoreless innings. And the Grizzlies cannot afford a loss tonight. Modesto winning in the 6th inning, 1-0. Andrews Jr. leads off from first. Here comes the pitch to Betancourt. There goes Andrews Jr. High pitch. The throw is perfect, and Andrews Jr. is out by a mile. Great throw from David Martin, and Sims has 3 scoreless innings. He has faced 1 over the minimum. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys, FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Bottom of the third inning, 3-0 Visalia leads Fresno, as Drew Jones will lead things off against Albert Pacheco. The Rawhide scoring 3 runs in the second inning, including a 2-run homer from Alvin Guzman. Here comes a pitch from Pacheco, swung on and foul tip. The count at 0-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment, Homes of the Dominion, is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. located 1325 East Fox Hill Drive. Lou Pervones is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Minko Abbott and Lou Pervones Apartment Homes of the Dominion, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Count of one ball, two strikes to Drew Jones, who walked his first time. Here's the pitch, and a slow chopper to the shortstop, Carrig, who'll have to bare hand, and he's got no play. That was going to be a tough ball for the third baseman, Karros, and the shortstop in Carrig. And Jones has reached once again. Should be an infield single. That was a tough play. Carrig realizing the only chance he had to make the play was to bare hand it. By the time that happened, I don't think he had a chance to even throw out Jones. As here comes the second baseman in Christopher Torin. So Albert Pacheco, the runner on, will check on Jones again. Pacheco's given up a couple infield singles in this game. Fernandez up the middle to Carrig, and Carrig was in shallow center field when trying to make the play. It's another check on Jones, and it skips over to Longwell, who blocks it. It is a single officially for Jones here in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. And it is outside. The count at one ball and no strikes. Good pitch there from Pacheco. Looking for a double play ball. One ball, no strikes. Pacheco comes set. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander. Long pause. Here it is. And that's a line drive out to center field. Bouguereau is there. He will reach up and make the play. First out of the inning. As here comes the DH in Christian Robinson, who's 0-for-1. With a strikeout looking. Torin hit that ball right on the noggin. Unfortunately, it was right at the center fielder in Bouguereau. And both times that Torin has hit the ball, it's been right at somebody. Unfortunately, the first time was a fielder's choice up the middle. Jorge making a great play. Here's the pitch. That's a strike to Robinson. The count at 0-1. Last night, Deion Jorge, the Grizzlies' second baseman tonight, when he was at short last night, made 9 plays, and 4 of them would be considered extraordinary plays. Here's a pitch. There goes Jones. The pitch is inside, and Bencourt will not even get to throw it, as Jones has a stolen base. So runner now at second with one out. The count at 1-1. And the Grizzlies in the Rawhide. Glad you could join us, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Albert Pacheco, fourth professional season. Here comes the pitch, and that is a ground ball hard hit to the shortstop, Carrig. Carrig's up with a throw to first in time. That ball, again, hit very hard, but right at somebody. Goes 6-3 for the second out, as here comes the catcher in David Martin. He lined out to the first baseman in Longwell his first time. Now, Pacheco has put up insane numbers in his first 2 seasons with the Rockies, 92 innings, a 3.03 ERA, 24 walks, 108 strikeouts. As he first pitches a breaking ball for a ball to count at 1-0. Long term could be a back end starter or long reliever for the Rockies. Assigned to Fresno from the ACO Rockies on June 7th. As that pitch is line foul, the count now at 1-1. Always a scary situation seeing those foul balls. Earned his first Fresno win after a quality start on June 14th against Inland Empire. 6 innings of work. He has 5 quality starts this year. As here's a base hit down the left field line. This should score a run, 4-0 Visalia. David Martin looking for extra bases. That ball is still in the corner, finally thrown in. And it's an RBI double for Martin, and both their doubles down the left field line, and the extra base is hurting Fresno this evening. Jones scores easily, second hit and a run, as here comes the shortstop, Jose Fernandez, a single and a run scored. 4-0 Rawhide here in the bottom of the third inning. 2 doubles and a home run so far among their 5 hits. You have 2 infield singles. You have 2 doubles down the left field line and a home run to left field. Here comes the pitch. That is a ball to count at 1-0. So every hit they've had has been to the left side. So Albert Pacheco trying to get something going here, and the Grizzlies trailing early. Here's the 1-0, and that is outside. Count at 2 balls and no strikes. Pacheco, the left-hander, first time he's seen the rawhide. 2 balls, no strikes here in the bottom of the third inning. And here comes Mark Brewer to come talk to his pitcher in Pacheco. Modesto leads Inland Empire 1-0. They're looking for their 12th straight win, by the way. Albert Pacheco spent his first season stateside with the ACO Rockies. 11 games, 8 starts, went 5-4 with a 3.13 ERA. In 46 innings, he struck out 57, a 1.17 whip. He was 12th in the ACL in innings, 10th in strikeouts, 6th in whip, tied for 4th in wins, 4th in batting average against him at 2.22, and 4th in ERA. All over the ACL leaderboard. Joined the Grizzlies and has been very good so far. 7 wins among his 13 starts. Just 2 losses. As here's the pitch. That is fouled off. The count now at 2-1. And the Grizzlies trailing early here for Saturday evening baseball. Fresno, if they win tonight, win the series. The Rawhide, the best they can do is split this 6-game series. As that is low, the count now at 3 balls and a strike to Jose Fernandez. Fernandez had a very good series the first time these two teams matched up at Chukchansey Park, where the Grizzlies took 4 of 6. Here's the 3-1, swung on and missed. The count now at 3-2. It was actually a foul tip into the glove of Betancourt. But the Grizzlies need to win. Doesn't matter if you want to split the series or anything like that, because Modesto keeps winning. Here comes the 3-2, and that is a fly ball out to shallow right field. Andrews Jr., he's coming in, and he will make the catch to end the inning. But an RBI double from David Martin makes it 4-0 Visalia. The Grizzlies have some work to do. You'll see Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Goal. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the fourth inning, 4-0 Visalia leads Fresno. As Brian Betancourt will lead things off, and the Grizzlies offense need to get going against the right-hander Landon Sims, who's been fantastic so far. Just 1 hit and 1 walk allowed, 3 strikeouts as well for Sims. Here comes the first pitch to Betancourt. And it is low for a ball. The count at 1 ball and no strikes here in the top of the fourth inning. The Grizzlies very slow on offense in a couple games of this series. Here comes the 1-0. That is a strike. Count at 1-1. Especially on Thursday, the Grizzlies had 0 runs in their first 7 innings. And then they would end up scoring 8 to win the game. Here comes the 1-1. And Brian Betancourt, a big part of that is that ball bounced in, 2-1. Brian Betancourt, a 2-run homer in the 8th inning. That ball was crushed, too, It was a 3-1 pitch. And Bencourt sent it out to the scoreboard in right field. Here comes the 2-1 to Brian Bencourt. And he flies one to left field, and it goes foul. It's count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the Grizzlies, they have the offense to score a lot of runs. It just takes one batter at a time. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Bryant Bencourt. Here comes the pitch. And it is fouled off once again to the left side. Heads up over there. Count remains at 2 balls, 2 strikes to Bryant Bencourt. Here at Valley Strong Ballpark, just 43 minutes or so from Fresno, a little trip on Highway 99. Here comes the 2-2 now to Bencourt. And Bencourt fouls it off once again. 43 minutes or so, but the Grizzlies have really been the winners of this series. 42-10 all time against the Rawhide. They have won 20 of their last 23 contests. 4 of the Rawhide's 10 wins have come on one-run walk-off wins. As here comes the 2-2. And Bencourt, another foul ball to the left side, and he stays alive. But the Grizzlies have really won this series overall, still considered a rivalry, and I put that in quotation marks. You can put that in italicized, anything you want in that situation. This is the last of 2 regular season series between the clubs and the only meeting here in Visalia. As here comes the 2-2 to Bencourt again. And Bencourt, another swing, and this time he misses, and he is down on strikes. Good pitch from Sims. That is his 4th strikeout of the game. And with one out, here comes Aiden Longwell, 1-for-1, the only hit for Fresno so far. As here comes manager D. Garner, and Sims, who's on a specific pitch count, will leave the game 61 pitches, and he was fantastic. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We're in the top of the 4th inning. One out, and a new pitcher for Visalia is the right-hander in Josh Swales. As it takes over for Landon Sims, who was on a specific pitch count tonight. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it's a base hit into left field. Aiden Longwell, 2-for-2. He has 5 hits over his past 2 games. It's a 1-out single for Longwell, a similar spot as his first base hit. That was crushed. Here's Kyle Karros 0-for-1 with a flyout. So Swales enters the game, and the first batter in Longwell greets him with a single. Joshua Derek Swales, 21 years old. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it is high. Count at 1 ball and 0 strikes. Here in the top of the 4th inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. 4-0, the Rawhide lead the Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-0, and Carroll's swinging and a miss. The count now at 1-1. Fastball at 94 there from Swales. Final line for Landon Sims, 3 1/3 scoreless innings. He was fantastic. Sims, one hit, no runs, one walk, 4 Ks. 3 1/3 scoreless innings, one hit, one walk, 4 Ks. As Carroll fouls off another, the count now at 1-2. One out here in the top of the fourth inning, runner at first. So now to Swales. Second time we've seen Swales in this series. He and Zach Agnos, top two in the California League in appearances, as there is a check on Longwell. He's back safely. Swales, 46th appearance out of the bullpen, a 1-4 record, a 7.65 ERA. Made 13 starts last year for the Rawhide. Here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled off by Carroll's. Great pitch there at 95. Swales, 3 holds, 2 for 5 in save chances this year, 60 innings of work, 57 strikeouts. And as we said, one of the top guys in appearances in the California League. 1-2. Here's the pitch from Swales to Carroll's. And it's up the middle, and that's a base hit in the center field. Longwell will stop at second. They're going to try to back pick him, and he is safe in there. That was close, though. Longwell safe at second. Carroll's a single. So back-to-back hits now for Fresno. As here comes the second baseman in Dion Jorge. Runners at first and second with one out. Jorge 0-for-1, and Swale so far. Two batters and two hits, and the Grizzlies happy to see Sims out of the game. Swales, a very good fastball that can reach the mid-90s. We've seen it so far. The Grizzlies trying to power that fastball for some runs. To Dion Jorge now, who has 22 RBI, no homers on the year. Number 7 prospect in the Rockies system. Here's the pitch to Jorge, and that is a ball outside. The count at 1-0. Josh Swales, back to him, though. He is 21 years old, 6'2", 195 pounds. Went to the College of Southern Nevada, drafted by the Diamondbacks in the 13th round in 2021. Born in Santa Clarita, California. As Jorge, ground ball, back to Swales, who will do it himself. 1 unassisted. Swales makes the play, but Carroll's up to second, Longwell to third. It goes 1 unassisted. The momentum of Swales when he finished on that pitch, it was a ground ball that was softly hit towards the second baseman, but Swales was right there, made the play himself, and realized that that was the only chance he had. Is here's Skylar Messenger now, 0-for-1 with a strikeout, and wouldn't this be great right here for Messenger if he can break out of his slump with a 3-run homer? Here comes the pitch to Messenger from Swales, and that's a good pitch. That's a strike count at 0-1. A breaking ball. That's pretty much all Messenger has seen over the past couple of games. High dose of breaking balls. Skylar Messenger, 16 homers on the season, batting .264. Here comes the 0-1, and Messenger swing and a miss. Now 0-2, and right back to the breaking ball. We'll see if they elevate a fastball here. Go right back to the breaking ball against Messenger. Messenger struck out 3 times just the other night and 4 last night. Had a walk last night as well. No balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Swales to Messenger. And Messenger, ground ball, just foul down the third baseline. And Longwell had to hit the deck to watch out for that foul ball. Here in the top of the fourth inning. The Grizzlies now 3 hits trying to put a run across. Skylar Messenger. 2-0 Modesto leads. They're in the top of the seventh now. No balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. And it swung on and missed, and he's down on strikes again. And we head to the bottom of the fourth, 4-0, Visalia. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancy Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-0 Visalia leads Fresno. As Kevin Sim will lead things off, 1-for-1 with an RBI double and a run scored. As Albert Pacheco takes on Kevin Sim. And the Grizzlies offense having some trouble tonight. Now they'll have to trust Pacheco to throw up some zeros. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander Pacheco. And it is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on and missed. Now 0-2. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As that is swung on and missed. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, and Sim down on strikes. Great pitch sequence from Pacheco for the first out of the inning. As here comes the first baseman in Jackson Feltner. Sim, by the way, is the second strikeout victim, as that is a ball. The count at 1-1 and no strikes from Pacheco. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, here on September 2nd. Crazy to think about that. As the 1-0 is skied out to center field. Jesus Bugreen, E.J. Andrews Jr. Now they're both racing in, and it's Andrews Jr. making the play. Bugreen at the last second looked like he didn't have a play on it. And Andrews Jr. recovering for the second out. That could have been dangerous, as here comes Alvin Guzman, who deposited a two-run homer out to left field his first time. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And as we said, September 2nd, the season, the regular season ends on September 10th. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. Swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. And the Grizzlies fighting for a playoff spot, trying to push towards the postseason. A two-game lead over Jake Snyder. A ground out his first time up, as here comes the pitch from the right-hander Swale. Swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. 94 miles per hour down in the zone from Swales. Counted no balls and one strike to Jake Snyder, 25 years old, from Waterloo, Iowa. Here's the 0-1. That is high. Count at 1-1 and one strike. The Grizzlies offense, long way to go in this contest, but they need to get going right now. Here comes the 1-1 from Swales. And it's a line drive out to right field, a base hit. Nice piece of hitting there for Snyder. And it's a leadoff single for Jake Snyder. Snyder now 1-for-2. With a single right there, Snyder extends his hit streak to 3 games, but he's had a very good series overall, getting on base a bunch. As here comes center fielder Jesus Bugreen. Jesus Bugreen, 0-for-1. As here comes the first pitch from Swales, and that is outside. Count at 1-1 and no strikes here in the top of the fifth inning. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. as that is swung on and missed, and getting to second on the wild pitch goes Snyder. It's the count now at 1-1. So Snyder, a wild pitch, gets to second from Swales, and Boo Green going to try to get on base right here. But Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. Here comes the 1-1, and Boo Green swing and a miss. Count now at 1-2. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Remember, Express Furniture Rental, they are your one-stop shop. And we thank them for the proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. As that swung on a miss, Boo Green down on strikes. Second strikeout for Swales. First out of the inning. As here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. a walk and then was caught stealing his first time up. Here in the top of the fifth inning. Again, we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As Andrews Jr. takes a called strike, the count at 0-1, 95 there from Swales. Here in the top of the fifth, the Grizzlies trying to get going. Runner at second with one out. Here comes the pitch from the righty in Swales. And that is a called strike, now 0-2. Good breaking ball, and Andrews Jr. will have to battle now. Here comes the 0-2 from Swales to Andrews Jr. Long pause. Here it is, and Andrews Jr. fouls it off. Good pitch from Swales on the outside part of the plate, and Andrews Jr. getting a piece of it. Here at Valley Strong Ballpark, 320 feet to left and right field. It's 405 feet to dead.
In full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, 4-0. The Rawhide lead the Grizzlies. Jose Fernandez will lead things off 1-2 with a single and run scored. Here comes the pitch, and it is inside. Count at 1-0 from Carlos Torres here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the pitch from Torres, and that is up the middle, and a base hit past Jorge, who made a great effort, and Fernandez now 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. Eighth hit now for Visalia here in the bottom of the sixth inning. We were talking promotions before the break, and the Grizzlies returning home next Tuesday to take on the Modesto Nuts. We were talking about Sunday's game, where it starts with pregame catch on the field. Come join us for some catch before the game starts from 10:50 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. That's because we have a special 12:05 p.m. first pitch for Fan Appreciation Day presented by Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. It's also a Save Mart Sunday, and kids run the bases of the free ice cream from Producer's Dairy postgame. As here comes the pitch. That's outside. Good stop there from Betancourt. Runner at first with no outs. Kevin Sim, 1-for-2. An RBI double and a run for him. That was back in the second inning where the Rawhide scored 3 of their 4 runs. Against Carlos Torres, the first reliever out of the Grizzlies' pen. But promotions all week at Chukchansi Park. There's a check on Fernandez. He's back safely. And that was on Sunday, September 10th. We also have Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, September 9th. And then on Friday, September 8th, it's famous sitcom night. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here's the 1-0. That is high. Count now at 2-0. Again, a very important series next week. We'd love your support at Chukchansi Park. Again, grab your tickets now, FresnoGrizzlies.com. The Modesto Nuts in town. The winner gets to the postseason. The loser is done for the year. So maybe your last chance to watch the Grizzlies. We'd love to have you come support your Fresno Grizzlies. Once again, Tuesday, September 5th, the series starts all the way through Sunday, September 10th. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here comes the 2-0 and a line drive out to right field and a base hit. That's in a shallow right field. Andrews Jr. getting to the ball as he hits the first baseman in Longwell. And he looks like he's hurt. And they actually are going to tag him out. And everyone booing here in Visalia. He ran into the first baseman Longwell. And Sim did. Sim went down in pain and he's tagged out by Jorge Fernandez to third. So we'll see what the call is. Because if that's interference, he should be safe initially. It's a single trying to advance, but we don't know what the call will officially be. And Visalia booing as Sim is still in pain between first and second. We will see what the ruling is. I think they called him out between first and second. It's an unusual play. He ran into Longwell and then Jorge tagging him as Torres getting some warm-up pitches in. And Sim looks like he's going to be at first base. They're going to say it was interference as manager Steve Solis coming to talk to now the base umpire and Jared Dwersen, who made the call initially, is out. And Steve Solis just wants to get an idea of why. Because if he is called initially out, you would have to change the ruling. And if they said that he ran into him, then what's going to happen? So a very weird play. And the Grizzlies need to figure out what's going to happen because it's going to be a big change here. If it's no outs and a runner at third, or one out and a runner at third, or it will be no outs and runners at first and third. As Steve Solis talking to Jared Dwersen right now, still waiting for a call. As Modesto just knocked off Inland Empire, they have won 12 in a row. A double play by Inland Empire to end the game. Modesto, a shutout win tonight. So it is going to be a single for Sim. So now runners at first and third with no outs. So two hits now allowed by Torres. As here is Jackson Feltner 0 for 2. Runners at first and third with no outs. And the infield for Fresno will come in right here. Here comes the pitch from Torres to Feltner. 4-0 Visalia. As that is chopped foul. The count at 0-1. So it was ruled a single, and I think that the reason why he was not ruled out was because of the interference between first and second with the first baseman Longwell, who was just trying to follow the runner Sim, I believe. The ball was out to shallow right field. As that is swung on and missed, and a great block by Betancourt. The count now 0-2, and Feltner chasing after the breaking ball. Down and no balls, two strikes. The Grizzlies need a win tonight. Modesto knocks off Inland Empire for their 12th straight win. Modesto just does not know how to lose. Inland Empire, who's fighting for a playoff spot as well, they, with their loss tonight, coupled by a Lake Elsinore win, it's now a two-game lead in that division. So two very close divisional battles now. As a count 1-2 from Torres to Feltner. Torres looking for a big strikeout. Here comes the 1-2. And it is a ground ball past the third baseman. Carlos, a base hit. This will score a run. RBI single for Feltner. 5-0 Visalia here in the sixth inning. Up to second goes Sim. Third hit and a run as well. As here comes Alvin Guzman. 1-for-2 with a 2-run homer. So now here's Guzman, runners at first and second. And this inning has gone out of hand for Fresno, 5-0. As here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies offense, though, they need to get scoring, 5-0. That's a mound visit here with Mark Brewer. Men, if you're 40 or older, it's time to have a discussion with your doctor about having a PSA test for prostate cancer. 35,000 men will die of prostate cancer in the U.S. this year, but early detection is key. The PSA is a simple blood test that can save your life. For more information, go to fansforthecure.org. fansforthecure.org, a proud partner of Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the sixth. Runners at first and second with no outs. Alvin Guzman to the plate. Guzman, a big two-run homer, three-run inning in the second for the Rawhide. They have never looked back. Here comes the pitch from Torres. And that is a strike. The count at 0-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Glad you could join us. That's the Grizzlies looking for a comeback win tonight in the seventh inning or later where they've scored 35% of their runs. Here comes the 0-1. And that is flown foul. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The Grizzlies, though, scored two runs in the eighth inning, six in the tenth inning on Thursday night for a comeback clause win. They have two comeback clause wins over the past week. We'll have to do it again tonight. Here comes the 0-2, and that is called strike three. Good pitch from Torres for the first out. Third strikeout for Torres as well. As here comes Anderson Rojas, who's 0-2. Runners at first and second with one out. Torres, all batters that he has retired, has been through the punch out. Visalia trying to add on to the lead. The Grizzlies would love just to keep it right here. Here's the pitch from Torres. And it is fouled off. The count at 0-1. No balls, one strike. So no balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch from Torres to Rojas. Fouled off again. Now no balls and two strikes. Another great pitch from Torres on the inner part of the plate. And Rojas fouls it off. Rojas tried bunting his way on back in the second inning. Was thrown out by Karros. And then a ground ball to Carrig his last time up. Carrig using the backhand to make the play. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And that is low. Count at one ball and two strikes. The Grizzlies, they played a lot of close games this year, and they would love to get back into this contest. The Grizzlies 1-0 already in September. Last night winning 8-0, but getting shut out tonight 5-0. Here comes the 1-2. And it swung on and missed. He elevates a fastball. And Rojas down on strikes. Four strikeouts now for Torres. Two outs as here comes Drew Jones has reached base all three times. Two singles, a walk, a stolen base, and a run for him against Carlos Torres. Carlos Torres already with four punchouts. And that is now a career high for Torres in strikeouts. As that is a ground ball right to Betancourt. Betancourt the throw to first in time. Nice play from Brian Betancourt from his squat position. Makes the play, but another run for Visalia. The Grizzlies offense needs to get going now. 5-0. We head to the seventh. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away nine ATVs, nine UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado.
Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. Top of the seventh inning, 5-0. The Rawhide lead the Grizzlies. Dion Jorge will have to get the offense going here. Against a new pitcher for Visalia, right-hander Alec Baker takes over for Josh Swales, who worked 2 2/3 scoreless innings. Swales allowed 3 hits. He had no walks and 3 strikeouts. As Dion Jorge, who's 0-2, will strike to the plate. Here's the pitch, and that is inside. Count it 1-0. So Swales, 2 2/3 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, and 3 Ks. As that pitch is lifted foul, count it 1-1 to Dion Jorge here in the top of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies trailing 5-0. Count it 1-1. As here's a ground ball softly hit to the shortstop. Jorge trying to beat it out. It is close, but it is made in time by the shortstop. And Fernandez, it goes 6-3 for the first out. As here comes the DH in Skyler Messenger. Messenger 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. As here comes the first pitch from the right-hander in Baker, and that is a called strike. Counted 0-1. Third time we've seen Baker in this series. The last time only a third of an inning, but a very good right-hander in Alec Baker. Takes over Josh Swales. Here comes the 0-1, and that is outside. Counted 1-1. Baker's 23 years old, 6'3", 202 pounds. He was drafted in the 18th round by the Diamondbacks in 2023 out of Dallas Baptist. Born in Springfield, Massachusetts, as that ball is chopped foul. Count now at 1-2. Baker making his 6th appearance. He has 1 start so far with the Rawhide, an 0-1 record, a 12.79 ERA, 6 1/3 innings. But has pitched very well against Fresno. Count of 1-2 to Skyler Messenger. Here's the pitch, and swung on and missed, and Messenger is out on strikes for the third time tonight. First strikeout for Baker, and with 2 outs, here's Jake Snyder, 1-2 with a single, and Messenger just looks like a whole different batter than what we've seen over the past couple of months. As here comes the pitch to Jake Snyder from Baker. Here's the pitch. And it's a check swing, a ball inside, count of 1-0. So with Modesto's win tonight, it is now 1.5 games in the division. As here comes the 1-0, and that is a strike, now 1-1 to Jake Snyder here in the seventh inning. So Modesto wins 2-0, another great performance from Modesto's pitching staff that somehow has not given up a lot of runs to Inland Empire. Here's the 1-1, and that is a high fly ball out to left field. Playable for the left fielder, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Baker. We head to the stretch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. It is 5-0. Visalia leading Fresno. And Braxton Hyde will take over on the bump for Carlos Torres. Final line for Carlos Torres, 1 2/3 innings. 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned. No walks, 4 Ks. A career-high 4 Ks. As now Braxton Hyde takes over on the bump. Braxton Hyde, a strong right-hander, will take on Christopher Torin to lead things off. Braxton Hyde listed at 6'3", 195 pounds. Braxton Hyde, 22 years old, from Liberal, Kansas, went to Butler Community College, a 14th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. As he'll take on Torin. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside. Count at 1-0. So Braxton Hyde, the second reliever now for Fresno. Braxton Hyde last appeared on the 29th of August against the Rawhide. Picked up the loss after an inning and a third. Allowed 3 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned. Hyde, a 3-2 record, a 5.84 ERA over 33 games out of the pen. As that's a strike, count at 1-2. 4 holds on the year for the right-hander. It was a very good fastball. Here comes the 1-2 to Torin from Braxton Hyde here in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's time for scores around the league. We've already told you about a couple of them, but let's remind you guys the scores. Modesto beats Inland Empire tonight 2-0 at John Thurman Field. As here's a soft ground ball to the shortstop, Carrig. The throw to first, and it is in time. Carrig barely gets Torin for the out. It goes 6-3. And with one away, here comes Christian Robinson, who's 0-3. Not retired. So Modesto continues to win. And the Grizzlies trailing 5-0 tonight. Not looking good if you're a Grizzlies fan. Toronto, one of 3 hits for Rancho Cucamonga. They also have a hit from Reed and Thompson as well. Thompson has continued to hit the ball well, average now up to 278. The ports, only Salom with it. So it'll be number 2, Luis Mendez. So Luis Mendez will grab a bat. And maybe he will start a spark for Fresno. He did that last Sunday against Stockton. As that's a strike count at 0-1. Good pitch right there from Baker, who continues to throw strikes. Here comes the 0-1, and that is low. Count at 1-1. Only 1 walk tonight by Visalia pitching. Here comes the 1-1. And it is low. Count at 2-1 to Luis Mendez.
Bush, Michelob, Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share.
Welcome back to Visalia, California. As the first pitch is swung on and missed, Brady Hill on the bump as Sim swings and misses. Sim 2-for-3, an RBI double, and a run scored for him. It's been all Visalia tonight. As here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander in Brady Hill. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. Now 0-2, good pitch from Brady Hill down and in to Sim. Here comes the 0-2, and that is swung on and missed. Hill strikes out Sim for the first out. And with one away, here comes the first baseman in Jackson Feltner. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the eighth inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-1 from Brady Hill, and that's a line drive into center field, a base hit. And it's a one-out single. Feltner has his second hit of the game after an RBI singles last at-bat. That's 11 hits tonight for Visalia. They've done everything correctly tonight here in the bottom of the eighth inning. As here comes Alvin Guzman, who homered and really has been the difference maker in tonight's game and really set the tone early. Here on September 2nd. Here comes the pitch, and that's a fly ball to right field. Long run for the new right fielder, and it will land fair. The victory before tonight was 5 runs. They did that. Thanks to the Grizzlies. With the loss tonight, we'll only have a 1-game lead over the Modesto Nuts, who have just won their 12th in a row. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash, plus a truck. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort.
Shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, ball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the